Saudi Arabia's King Fahd has died. For nearly a quarter of a century, he was the ruler of one of America's most important allies. For the last decade of his life, however, King Fahd was incapacitated by a series of strokes. His younger brother, Crown Prince Abdullah, was the effective leader. 2 months ago, King Fahd was admitted to a hospital with pneumonia. Upon his death, he was believed to be 84 years old. We're going to learn more about King Fahd from Gwen Okrulik. She's a visiting scholar at the University of Texas who completed a Fulbright scholarship in Saudi Arabia. She's done extensive field work in the country, and she joins us now. Gwen, how significant a ruler was King Fahd?
Well, King Fahd ruled for not only a very long time, but a tumultuous time in Saudi Arabia. During his, since 1982, he ruled over an oil boom and an oil bust, the turmoil of the Iranian Revolution, and I think most importantly, 1979, which is when a Sunni rebel from the heartland of Saudi Arabia took over the mosque in Mecca and threatened the ruling family.
And you think that was a significant moment because this is the moment when King Fahd began making compromises with religious hardliners?
In response to 1979, he institutionally empowered religious conservatives in the bureaucracy, in education, and in the judiciary. So that is part of his legacy. And then, of course, that was followed by the Iran-Iraq War and, more importantly, the Gulf War of 1990-91, and then finally September 11th.
Is there a contradiction here in that King Fahd was seen as compromising with extremists at the same time that he was a very close ally to the United States and even invited American troops into his country?
That's absolutely correct. That's part of the legacy of King Fahd. There's a tension in the elements that make up his legacy in Saudi Arabia. On the one hand, in response to 1979, he empowered religious conservatives. And on the other, he is the one who pursued and cemented ties with the United States. So there's tension. Those two legacies are at loggerheads today.
Is that a reflection of the tension in Saudi Arabia generally?
You know, the tension with the United States cannot be decontextualized from the larger region. It's a very difficult time in Saudi Arabia right now, but it's important to not comprehend domestic politics apart from what's happening in Iraq. There are many Saudi jihadis in Iraq, and no one is certain what will happen when they return to Saudi Arabia. So that's very much a part of animosity towards the United States today.
Now, the next king will be Crown Prince Abdullah, who has been the effective ruler for a decade now. Can we expect any significant changes in policy?
Abdullah has good reformist instincts, and certainly he's been trying to implement those reforms for several years right now. But many people would argue he's hemmed in by other members of the ruling family or by social forces that have been solidified in institutions. But in general, he has good relationships with different segments of Saudi Arabian society.
Gwen Okrulik is a visiting scholar at the University of Texas who's done extensive field work in Saudi Arabia. She's in Beirut right now. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And King Fahd has died at the age of 84.